foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord, He is made for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Welcome to the Covenant in the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 104. As always, and as we should, we like to start out by reading the Word of God. And today's passage of Holy Scripture, and if you're born again, if you're saved, if you have Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, living on the inside of you, the Word of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament excites you, and you know it more than anything on earth. And we're going to read today from Joshua 5:1, which reads as follows. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. If you will allow me, they had the wind knocked out of them. Now, regarding this passage, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown wrote in their fine commentary, under the former designation were included the people who inhabited the mountainous region, and under the latter, those who were on the seacoast of Palestine. They had probably reckoned on the swollen river interposing for a time a sure barrier of defense. But seeing it had been completely dried up, they were completely paralyzed by so incontestable a proof that God was on the side of the invaders. In fact, the conquest had already begun in the total prostration of spirit among the native chiefs. Their heart melted, but unhappily not into faith and penitent submission. Brothers and sisters in Christ, ladies and gentlemen, today's quote, the Covenant and the Cross quote about the Bible, the Word of God, is from N.T. Wright. He said, "The Bible is the book of my life. It's the book I live with, the book I live by, the book I want to die by." Our Covenant and Cross topic for today is titled Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho and Hazor 2, Part 9, from the fine book The Promise and the Blessing from theologian Dr. Michael A. Harbin. And by the way, I'm so thankful and so pleased with so many hundreds of you enjoying this journey through the Bible with me. This is somewhat what theologians and college professors call a survey. And we thank the Lord for the many people who are going on this journey with us and who love the Word of God. And Dr. Michael A. Harbin goes on to say, during this period, word of Israel's successes was spreading. The Canaanites responded in two different ways. The majority of the states gathered their forces to form an alliance against the invaders. But the people of Gibeon, a major city-state about 10 kilometers northwest of Jerusalem, chose to respond differently. They decided that they would not wait to be annihilated. Very smart, I would add. Instead, they would try to join Joshua and his group. If Joshua was not willing to make alliances, they would try to trick him. They selected envoys to dress in their oldest, most worn clothing and to carry stale, dried-out provisions. These men were to present themselves as having come from a far distance. Most likely, they circled around to enter the Israelite camp from the other side. When they arrived, they asserted that they were from a foreign country and desired to form an alliance. Joshua and the leaders examined these envoys, trying to find holes in their story. The one thing they did not do was ask God, so they formed a mutual defense treaty. 3 days later, as the Gibeonites prepared to return home, the truth came out. They were from just over the plateau. The people complained about the situation, but Joshua and the leaders said that they could not wipe them out because of the oath, because of the treaty that they had signed. Rather, they would make them woodcutters and water bearers for the entire community and for the altar of God. Upon hearing of the alliance between the Gibeon group and the Israelites, King Adonai Zedek of Jerusalem panicked. He called upon the kings of Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon to join him in a campaign against Gibeon as punishment for what they had done. The five kings attacked Gibeon, and the Gibeonites sent messengers to Joshua asking for help. This time Joshua asked God, who confirmed that they should keep their word regardless of how it had been coerced. Joshua and his troops marched all night and surprised the attacking soldiers, who then fled before the superior numbers. What follows is one of the most controversial and least understood passages in the Holy Bible. Taken at face value, the text states that the sun stood still, allowing the nation to finish the battle as they chased the enemy down the valley of Ajalon. This seems impossible in any modern understanding of how the universe works. But regardless of the details, the overall conclusion was that God assisted Joshua and his troops, first by hailstones and then by some celestial effects. At the end, the Southern Alliance was defeated, and the kings were trapped in a cave at Makeda. After destroying the armies, Joshua executed the five kings. He then attacked and took the cities of Makeda, Libna, Lachish, Gezer, Eglon, Hebron, and Debir. The mop-up operations brought the entire Negev as far as Kadesh Barnea under their control. With this, Joshua and his troops returned to Gilgal, having control of approximately two-thirds of the land. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast next week. God bless you. Until next time, let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you. Help us to learn the lessons you want us to learn from this passage of Scripture and from what we heard today. Help us to trust in you. Help us to always ask you first, what would you have us to do? In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.